Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. And in today's episode, you are going to hear a recent training I did for a productivity summit. And I thought I would just have it, we'll just share it here in the podcast so that you can hear all the things I talked about in the summit. And my portion was sharing how you can use your God-given talents and strengths. I came from it from a perspective of the Clifton Strengths, but even if you're not, if you have not done the assessment yet, which if you haven't, why not? Like, really? Come on, guys, go take the assessment. But anyway, if you haven't yet, you are still going to get a lot out of this. And I shared how to use your own talents to become more productive. So I hope you enjoy the training that I did. If you have any questions, as always, feel free to reach out to me via email, sherrymiterco@gmail.com, or find me on Facebook or even Instagram at sherrymiter. And also, I want to mention, because in the beginning of the training, I shared I was waiting to hear from Gallup on the certification. And I am so thrilled to announce that today, May 3rd, I did receive the official email, and I am now an official certified or Gallup certified strengths coach for the Clifton Strengths. So excited about that and all that I can now offer you, my listeners and businesses and all of that good stuff. So that's going to be a whole nother episode. And today I just want to share this training from the Productivity Summit. So enjoy. Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. So as Jessica read in my bio, I'm waiting to hear. I just checked my phone because I'm actually, all the stuff is done and I'm just waiting to hear from Gallup to say that I am an official certified Gallup strengths coach. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Clifton Strengths. So if you're not familiar, you have no idea what Jessica and I are talking about. And we're both geeks about Clifton Strengths. That's what I'm going to talk to you today about, because you are going to hear a lot of amazing ideas today. And what works for one may not work for another. And it's not because it's a bad idea or that somebody's better or worse than the other. It's just that some ideas may not align with your natural talents and your natural strengths. And that's where the power of knowing who you naturally are comes into play with anything we do in life. And I'm going to give you a little brief dive into the tool of Clifton Strengths. But I would love to hear in the chat, who is familiar with their Clifton Strengths? Also was used to be called Strength Finders. You might have known it by that. If you've ever done your Clifton Strengths or your Strength Finders, put it in the chat. If you know your top five, feel free to put those in as well. But a brief overview, and don't worry, if you're not familiar with it, you are still going to get a lot out of what I share. So if you're not familiar with it, what it is, Clifton Strengths, actually, before I jump into that, I'm going to give you three questions. So if you are not familiar with it, these are three questions I would love for you to ask yourself right now as we dive into what I'm going to talk about and even the rest of the afternoon. So number one, what do you enjoy doing that comes easy for you and you wonder sometimes why others can't catch on quickly to it? Whatever that thing is, that is probably one of your strengths. So what do you enjoy doing that comes easy for you and you sometimes wonder why can't others get that? Second thing is, what tasks are the energy zappers to you, but others seem to love? You know, when you have to do them, they just like suck the life out of you. That's probably not one of your top strengths and talents. And number three, I see Jessica's same as me, technology, like, ooh, not my wheelhouse. Details, not my wheelhouse. Number three, when do you feel like you are in the zone, you know, in that natural flow and things are just like going, you know, when you're doing a task, maybe it's that creativity time that Oriel spoke about, or maybe it's the CEO time, that when you get to do those things, like that is the highlight of your week and the time just floats by. Like it's easy not to get distracted by them or by other things because that's your zone of genius. So if you just kind of think about those are going to help you know what your natural strengths are. But if you want to dive a little deeper with the Clifton strengths, this is actually an assessment that has come from decades of research that was led by Don Clifton, hence the name Clifton Strengths. And he wanted to study and categorize the talents of the world's most successful people. And what it is, you take this assessment, it does cost to take it. It's from Gallup. So you can just Google Gallup Clifton Strengths if you're curious about the assessment. Don't do it right now because it is a long, it takes 30 minutes to do. So do it after the whole presentation. But what happens is together the themes, they call it your themes or talents, they explain a simple but profound element of human behavior. It's what's right with us. Because so many times we hear, well, you just have to try harder, right? Anybody ever hear that? Well, you're not trying hard enough. Or if you just work harder at it, you'll get better. And Don Clifton said, no, what if we just focused in on what we are naturally gifted at? And that's what the whole Clifton Strengths is all about. And what's really cool about this assessment is you, it is your talent DNA. They actually show you are 1 in 33 million. And that is the odds that someone else shares the exact same top five as you. And that's what really matters in Clifton Strengths, it's your top five themes. The chances that somebody has the same top five in the exact same order is 1 in 33 million. So I like to think of this as your thumbprint. It is your talent, your strength DNA. And to make these talents or themes a strength, you have to work at them. Just like anything, and just like Oriel was just sharing, a lot of these things do take time. It's a process. But first thing, you just need to be aware of them. So what I'm going to do is I want to show you how knowing what your natural strengths are can help you when it comes to being productive and knowing which ideas will work for you and which ideas may not be the best ones for you to focus on. They're the things that you might want to delegate. You might want to partner with somebody. And what happens when you take your Clifton Strengths assessment? You're going to get graded on 34 themes of the most successful people. They put these in the talents into themes. And then they divide it into four domains. And these four domains, you're going to see kind of, they start, this is all going to start to make sense in a minute when I show you. I do have some slides here. And the four domains are the main four buckets. If you think of these big, giant buckets, they put all these themes kind of categorized under this bucket. These themes go under this one. These themes go under this one. And these themes go under that one. And it again, it's just how we naturally think, feel, and behave. So let's see if I can do my screen share. If you guys could only see my screen, my computer screen right now, I have like four things open. So let's see if this works. Ah, okay. I love when technology works. So the four Clifton Strengths domains are strategic thinking. Oops. Relationship building, executing, and influencing. And I'm going to explain them all. And then I'm going to talk to you about two themes under each one. And you may start to recognize yourself in some of these and how knowing them might be how you naturally are better at productivity. So let's start with the executing. And I know Jessica has a lot of executing in her top themes. Also, too, I'll put another plug, shameless plug in here for my podcast, The Uncharted Entrepreneurs. I just did a complete series on the Clifton Strengths themes. I wanted to cover all 34. We didn't get all 34 done, but we did get 30 of them done. So you can check out. I'll put the podcast link in the chat when I'm done. So the executing domain, The nine themes that fall into the executing domain are the hardest working of the bunch. They tend to get things done with speed, precision, and accuracy. They can take an idea and make it a reality, and they'll work tirelessly to accomplish the goal. The themes that fall into that domain are achiever. Oops, I have achiever on there. See, details are not my thing, so achiever's on there twice. Belief, consistency, deliberate, discipline, focus, responsibility, and restorative. I might be missing one, because there may have been one that was supposed to be in for achievers twice. So let's dive into responsibility and focus. And I know these happen to be, responsibility is Jessica's number one on her strengths. So responsibility, they take psychological ownership of what they say they will do. They will keep promises and follow through on commitments. They hate disappointing others. And kind of their mantra is, if you can't do it right, don't do it. And what's cool of knowing if you have high responsibility is you will be productive because you told somebody else that you were going to get it done. Just like Jessica doing this summit, she committed to all of us. So there was no doubt in my mind that this was going to get done, knowing that Jessica has high responsibility. I knew this was going to be fabulous. So anytime Jessica asks me to do something, I'm like, yes, there's no doubt that it's not going to be amazing because she has that high responsibility. So somebody high responsibility, they do it because they told somebody else they would do it. And you're welcome. Now, somebody with focus, they're still under that same domain of executing, but they think differently. Somebody with focus, now I happen to have focus as my number 10, so that's kind of how I execute. They prioritize and then they act. They need a goal to establish priorities. They love to begin with the end in mind, and they will persevere until the goal is reached. So for me, to get things done, so like I said, focus is number 10 for me. I have to know, why am I doing this? Like, I have to look at the end result. And I think ahead, like, okay, if I do this, what could the result be? And then I back it up to now, what are the steps I need to do to reach that goal? So that's the difference between somebody with responsibility and focus. They're still going to get things done. They're just coming about it at a different way. And that's, again, the power of knowing your natural tendencies, because you can still get stuff done, but your path is, may look different than somebody else's path. And what happens when we get frustrated is when we're trying to do the same exact path as somebody else who may have totally different natural talents as us. So is this all making sense? So let me know in the chat, does this make sense? Because I know even if you're not familiar with Clifton Strengths, I hope this is still making sense to you. So the next domain we will look at is influencing. So influencing has eight themes that fall in that category, and they enable individuals or groups to sell the big ideas. Somebody with high influencing, they're able to take charge, speak up, and be heard. They're extremely helpful when you need to reach a broader audience and or meet a bigger goal. This can happen internally with the team or externally to other customers, clients outside of the work. It can also be within yourself too. They tend to influence forward, meaning that somebody with high influencing, not only can usually get things done themselves, but they like to take others along with them. So the eight themes that fall in this are activator, command, communication, competition, maximizer, self-assurance, significance, and woo. And we're going to take a deeper dive into activator and competition. This podcast is sponsored by nextdaypodcast.com. They provide podcasters like me with podcast editing services with 24-hour turnarounds. They'll look after your intros, outros, your trailers, and just take the whole headache out of the whole editing process. You simply send them your raw recordings and they do the rest. And if you're not podcasting at the moment, check out their amazing podcast launch packages. That's what I started with. James from Next Day was amazing to work with and truly made it seamless to launch my podcast. And if you use the promo code UNCHARTERED10OFF, that's UNCHARTERED 10OFF, you'll receive 10% off any of their products and services. That's nextdaypodcast.com. And don't forget to use your promo code. So Activator, they make things happen by turning thoughts into action. They will create momentum. Their motto is like less discussion and more action. And they do it until they get it right. So somebody with high Activator may not need all the information to get started. They would rather just kind of jump in and get going on it and figure it out along the way. They're okay if there's mistakes made along the way. They don't need to be perfect. They really are that. I think, Jessica, you said that, Oriel, that imperfect action. Like Activator's so about that, like just start. And they know they're going to make mistakes along the way, but they're totally cool with that because they want to get into action. So that's somebody with Activator. Somebody know they have high Activator? Like, does that just sound like you? Whereas maybe somebody else is waiting to get all the facts, all the information before they can move forward and getting something done. And then there's competition. So competition, and Jessica says she needs all the facts. Yeah. I have high Activator and it's a great thing. And it's also a bad thing because sometimes it gets me in trouble because I'll jump into things and then it's like, oh crap, I should have thought that through a little more, but I'm in process. And then we have competition. So competition. Yeah. Deanna relates to me. Yes. So high competition, they measure their progress against the performance of others. They strive to win. They need peers for comparison and motivation. And the scoreboard measures their progress and validates victory. So my middle son, I have three grown sons. My middle son has high competition. We actually did a podcast with him and it was kind of funny because he was one of the hardest interviews I did. It was like pulling teeth to get him to talk, which is so not his normal way. He's normally very outgoing, but it was interesting. So competition isn't necessarily about, I want to beat you at this. It's like, okay, well, where am I on the scoreboard? Because if they're doing that, then I know I can get a little better and I'm going to compete side by side with you. And when we compete side by side, you're getting better. Oh, now I'm going to get better. You're getting better. Now I'm getting better. And it makes us the whole thing move. So if you have high competition to be more productive, it's good to have others in your life that are headed in the same direction. They don't necessarily have to be doing the exact same thing, but they just kind of give you that push that so that you all move together. It's kind of like, what's that saying about high or rising tides? Rise boat. I don't know. I should know that as a boater. Rising tides lift all boats or something like that. I don't know. But it just moves everybody up better. So it's fun to be around. If you have competition, it's fun. Raise all ships. Thank you. I knew the other boater. Linda's another boater. I knew she would. Rising tides raise all ships. So competition, it's that thought that we're going to go together. We're going to get better. So with somebody with high competition, you really need somebody to compete against. Because if you're out there and you're not knowing, like, how am I doing? You just feel kind of lost. Anybody with high competition? It's not one of my top 10, but I was shocked it wasn't. So was my husband. Very competitive when we play games. Deanna, I think we're kindred sisters here. Okay, the next domain is relationship building. So this is the people one. This is the one that you love to take others with. You love to work in a group setting. They have that innate ability to take the human component into the equation. They look at how individuals fit into the bigger pictures and can create pathways for them to thrive. They make strong relational connections that bind a group together around a cause, idea, or each other. I do want to mention here too that you'll notice this, the descriptions here, a lot of times where strengths is really great to do. If you lead a team of any type, it is so helpful to you to know, and it could be, the team could be your family. I had my husband do this now, and it's been so eye-opening to both of us, but it can also be maybe your, you know, I was in network marketing. I love knowing who my team members were. Maybe you lead a team within your company. If you all know each other's strengths, it really makes for a very cohesive team. So you'll notice that kind of the descriptions kind of align with the team aspect. Okay, so the nine themes are adaptability, developer, connectedness, empathy, harmony, includer, individualization, positivity, and relator. So the two we'll talk about is adaptability. Adaptability. So they prefer, my husband's very high in adaptability. They prefer to go with the flow and tend to be now people. They need present pressures that demand an immediate response. They respond well to the changes in an environment. So somebody with adaptability, in order to be productive, they kind of need that pressure. Like they do well sometimes under a deadline or having somebody like, okay, we need that done. Or they also, my husband's actually a battalion chief with a fire department. So he is very adaptable on a fire scene, like ever changing, you know, he needs to be productive and things change quickly and he can do that well. So they're okay when things kind of disrupt them. They're okay with disruption. They actually kind of thrive in disruption. But then they need somebody that they need to be held that like, okay, we need to get this done now. So they depend on the environment to help them be productive. Now, developer, they spot signs of each small improvement and derive satisfaction from evidence of progress. They love seeing the growth of others. They are patient with the inexperienced and unseasoned. So somebody with high developer needs a step-by-step plan. They need like, okay, I'm going to do a little bit here and then a little bit here and a little bit here. They're not big thinkers necessarily. They may want to know the big picture, but they need the small incremental steps to get things done. Yeah, me either, Jessica. I'm a big picture person. Okay, our last domain, strategic thinking. This is one of my favorites. I lead just in influencing and strategic thinking. I love strategic thinking. So even just looking at this picture when I was doing these slides, like that excites me. Colored pencils, colored pens, drawing, everything color coded, like that just excites me. I don't know. Anybody else a colored pencil or colored pen junkie? So strategic thinking domain, when a plan needs to be made, or they need a new idea created for solving a problem, these eight themes can help accomplish that. Whether it's thinking into a current problem or dreaming about how to overcome tomorrow's, strategic thinking themes can take a thought or idea and look for the best way to move forward on it. So they're analytical, context, futuristic, ideation, input, intellection, learner, and strategic. So let's look at intellection and learner. So intellection, they are introspective and they appreciate intellectual discussions. They see thinking as synonymous with doing. They need time for reflection and meditation. They love concepts that need to be understood. So somebody with high intellection is going to need that time to kind of think about. They're like almost the opposite of that activator. Somebody high in intellection, like if you have high intellection, you need time to really think through the process and to design the plan, and then you can implement it. They love time to reflect on what went well, what didn't, what would we do different next time, meditation, all those things. Somebody with learner for strategic, they have great desire to learn and continuously improve. They need exposure to new information and experiences, and their interests guide their intentions. Now, I chuckled when I think it was Jessica or one of you asked in the beginning, like, how many virtual summits have we been doing? Like, I have high learners. I have been on probably a summit every week. And that just lights me up. I love learning things and just, you know, seeing what's out there and how to improve in different areas. So, you know, a learner just loves to learn. One of my vices is books. Like my husband's like, really? You're buying another book? Like I hear about a book. I'm like, oh, I got to go get that one. So learners just love to learn and then start to be productive with the ideas that they're learning. Okay. So some questions to ask yourself as I finish this up here is, during a typical work week, what tasks do you perform with ease, excellence, and enjoyment? Make a list of those tasks. You're likely to capitalize on your natural talents to get them done. And I can share these questions and I don't have this, but I'll put this in a PDF and share this with Rachel and Jessica. So number two, of the items you listed, identify one that is the most important or produces the greatest success. Let's call it your strongest moment. And then number three, focus more closely on your strongest moment. What makes it great for you? And four, what would happen if you borrowed some of the ingredients that make your strongest moment so great and applied them to new ways of approaching the task you enjoy less? So it's just taking that assessment of when you're doing something you love to do and you enjoy it, what elements are in there that you love? And sometimes we need to take a few of those elements and put them into a task that maybe we don't really enjoy doing. And again, I'll share those notes. So just to summarize again with the strengths, one of the reasons I love this is that data shows that people who have the opportunity to use their Clifton strengths are 6 times as likely to be engaged in their jobs. And isn't that about productivity, right? Being engaged in our jobs. They are 6 times as likely to strongly agree that they have the opportunity to do what they do best every single day. Who doesn't want that? 3 times as likely to report having an excellent quality of life. And like, that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? Plus, they're more confident and more likely to achieve their goals. They're more likely to report having ample energy, feeling well-rested, being happy, smiling, or laughing a lot, learning something interesting, being treated with respect, and they're less likely to report experiencing worry, stress, anger, sadness, or physical pain. I don't know about you ladies, but I am all about all of that. So if you want all of that, it might be worth diving a little bit more into the Clifton strengths and just learning what you're naturally gifted at. It's pretty empowering. Hey friends, thanks as always for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast. I really do appreciate your time and for you being here. And a few quick things before you do go. Number one, if you haven't yet, can you leave a review if you find these shows valuable? Reviews really do matter to iTunes and to others so that they know this episode or this podcast is worth taking the time to listen to out of the millions of podcasts out there. And you never know, I might just read your review on a future episode. Number two, make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode downloads. And three, if you've been enjoying this series on the Clifton Strengths 34, this is a huge one. Can you take a screenshot? Post that picture on your Instagram or Facebook account. Make sure you tag me in it and let me know why you loved that episode and what you're enjoying about the series. And of course, if you've done the Clifton Strengths assessment, make sure to include your top 5. And number 4, and the last thing, if you take your assessment and you feel a little stuck and you're like, I don't even know what to do with this information right now, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm available on email and of course the DMs and Facebook and Instagram. And I would love to talk you through how to really tap into your talents so you can turn them into your superpowers and your strengths. Thanks again for listening to the show.